So, Alan, what is in the 18th show?
Swines.
And
dead pigs.
And
achoo.
And
Opal Foods.
And
suicide restaurants.
And
dead Golden Girls.
And
more Bowen Desmond.
And
pedo Santa Claus.
And
Muriel Gay.
And
contacts.
And
windows.
And
boats and stuff.
And
Titanics.
Yay!
Right, Nano, we saw this for love of Glasgow, by the way. Are you still listening, you nugget?
In the news this week, yesterday the owners of the Mexican dinner companies Old El Paso and Discovery issued a joint statement condemning the UK government's vote to recall all of their products from retail shelves within 7 days, a vote which was carried unanimously in Parliament following a 30-second debate concerning the extent to which Mexican food has led to the introduction of swine flu into the UK. In the interest of public health and safety, we have been asked not to read out their joint statement, and instead we would like to advise our listeners to tune into tomorrow's swine flu special show, in which we will teach you what to do whenever you see someone who looks Hispanic.
Episode 18.
That's a significant landmark in a young person's life, because if you're 18, it means you can, you know, start buying booze legally. You can start drinking in pubs.
Yep.
Going to the dance in the nightclubs.
Dying for your country as well.
You can die for your country.
I suppose you could do that when you're 16.
16, yep. So that's good too. 16's another good age.
Yep.
And you can also, I thought of something there, but then you butted.
Alright, sure.
You can get, like, you watch Die Hard 1.
You
can watch Die Hard 2.
You can watch it with parental guidance, surely.
No.
No?
It's strictly 18s. Die Hard 2 you can watch if you're 15.
Mm-hmm.
But Die Hard 1, which in my view is the best,
yep,
you can watch when you're 18.
Uh-huh.
So, yippee-gay!
..
Yep.
Well, I thought we should start with a bit of a serious note today.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been something pretty foul in the air of late.
What do you mean?
Not just this podcast, of course, I'm talking about.
What else has been foul in the air of late?
Now, you may not have heard about this.
I have, swine flu.
It's called swine flu.
I didn't mean to preempt you. You're going to build up there, aren't you?
I was, but you've done it. You've cat's out of the bag now. The cat's probably dead of swine flu already.
We're both sniffing.
Yep.
I'm concerned.
Uh-huh. The glue.
You drink a lot of tequila.
I do drink a lot of tequila.
You've probably got it.
That is the right, yeah.
Another reason why I think you should wear a mask. So you say
other reasons. What are the other reasons then?
I think we've discussed them before.
Oh, right,
just,
sure.
You should obviously try to cover up your face.
And a bin bag for my clothes as well. Yep.
I've had a few emails.
Yep.
People saying I put you down too much in the show.
Okay.
I deleted them. I'm ignoring them. I'm going to continue
That's
doing
right.
it.
That's right. As you said last time, you will never be contradicted.
That's very true.
But, I think talking about the listeners, though, they're bound to be quite concerned about
what they should be, because it's going to kill us all. That's what I've read.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
You go on to www.swinefoodsgoingtokillusall, .com/ this ain't a joke.
Yeah, I don't see that website having any other sort of focus.
It's
probably going to be focused towards...
It's also got a celebrity gossip page. Which is a good...
That's right. Celebrities who have died or may die of swine flu. Yep, uh-huh. But yeah, I thought our listeners in particular might want to, you know, take that concern and ask us about it.
Ask away, listeners.
Ask away, yep. Well, we can't do it just now because it's not live. We're not on radio yet.
Okay.
Yet being the appropriate word. But we've got our Skype thing, right?
Fantastic.
And there's going to be a little guide, which you love, that's going to be inserted later on in the show.
Can I just say... please let me just say one thing.
One thing.
I don't like the little adverb bits in this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're terrible.
Yep, I'm cutting this bit.
A lot of people also say to me, the podcast is not totally rubbish.
Yep.
But those little bits that interrupt my flow of chat are terrible and are pretty much ruining everything.
Yep.
But tell them about it.
Again, have you got those emails to show? Or you?
I always forget to keep the emails I get in my famous website.
That's right.
Suffice to say, the wee adverb music... missions or whatever they're called, have nothing to do with me. So I'm just throwing that out there. None to do with me, all by Scott.
Yep.
Hey, señor.
Yes, Pedro.
I'm looking to send message to my little friends at home.
Do you mean Scott and Alan?
That's right, senor.
Well, Pedro, all you need to do is send them an email at fortheloveofglasgowpodcast@googlemail.com.
What is the address you gave me again, senor?
I'll repeat it again, Pedro, because you weren't listening to me the first time.
Thank you.
What I said is that you can send your questions and your comments. Hey, you might even want to send them a photo or two. And the address you'll send them to is fortheloveofglasgowpodcast@googlemail.com.
Thank you again for your help, senor. Now, would you like some tequila?
No, Pedro. That stuff will kill you.
And on that theme, we've got Skype, and listeners might remember that if you go on Skype and it's For the Love of Glasgow is our account, you can call in. And, you know, I think in the current circumstances, you know, listeners would ask them to call in if they come into contact with anyone that looks as if they've ever been to Mexico.
Yeah, because we'll hunt them down and kill them.
What, the listeners or
the Mexicans? No, the people, the Mexicans or the swine flowers.
Uh-huh. If you've ever passed a Mexican restaurant...
Mm-hmm.
If you've had a roll and bacon in the last week.
I have.
Or if you've not been wearing a mask.
I've not been wearing a mask.
Obviously, like ourselves.
Luckily, and obviously, I've got a strong immune system.
Well, yeah, but what I think we would do is listen to these messages, and on the next occasion, if there is a next occasion, we'll give some advice.
Okay.
You know, tell listeners, you know, what to do with the last hours of their lives.
It might be too late by then.
It might be, but, you know,
and then
at least they'll have our voices in their ears.
It would just be people who haven't made it listening to us
making it, exactly.
No, make them feel worse.
So what's your take on this swine flu, as it's become known as?
I think it's a myth.
A myth.
That's my first point.
So, right, can I just say confirmed cases, and then ask you to keep going on with that argument?
Okay, I think it's a myth, because I don't think there is a swine flu. I basically think it's been created by a private military organisation who are on the verge of losing a major contract with the US government.
Interesting.
I think this organisation, with the help of Tony Almeida... have developed swine flu and intend to keep on infecting people with it until the government relents their demands.
Uh-huh. You've just been watching 24 a bit too much.
Basically, yeah. Every time I see it, I think, Burrow's going to sort this out.
Exactly, because you always see in 24, in the background, there's like the news reports and all that, and that's what everyone else is getting, when in fact, you know, we know what's going on in real life.
I'll be honest, I basically think it's rubbish.
What, 24?
No, 24 is brilliant.
24
especially
is
this
great.
Season 7. Oh,
it's the best season.
I love it. Jack Burrow's back in action. He's been doing fantastically well. Well done, Jack, if you're listening.
He's not been doing fantastically well because he's
got,
dead. But,
he's got swine flu just now. Yeah. But I'm sure he'll recover from it.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say about this, what did you ask me?
Swine flu. What's your take on it?
Just
you say it's a myth. You say it's a myth.
No, I was going to say something about it. Oh, yeah, it's just the flu.
Uh-huh.
That they don't have any like proper way to vaccinate against.
Uh-huh.
Like the two Scottish dudes who got it, they're kicking about again.
I mean, the ones that sold their...
They're used to Max Clifford and then sold on.
That's right.
Boo, hope he does this show.
We feared for our lives as our husband sniffled.
I'm not interested in them.
You're not interested?
They're dead to me.
What about the pigs? No one seems to be concerned about the pigs.
What pigs?
Well, you know, it's swine flu. It must have started with pigs. Some sort of pig stroke human interaction, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that's pretty odd. I've seen some of the stuff on the internet.
Uh-huh.
It's all right for a few minutes. Quickly gets ill. That's all I'll say. All right for a few minutes.
Yep. You and your specialist sites.
We're not explicit here, but trust me, guys. Don't go on it. It's sick. But it's strange how these things happen. You know, it's like the whole, you know, HIV/AIDS thing started from a little monkey, little pet monkey.
Little pet monkey, yeah.
And now it's a worldwide problem.
Mm-hmm.
Similar.
But you don't say AIDS.
The Black Plague started with a little rat.
Yep.
Ate a cheese, ate someone, gave them the plague.
Sorry,
everyone
the rat
the
ate somebody.
Uh huh.
Right, okay.
Then also the famous. Snake cold started by the snakes
snake,
had, and then you've got the bird flu and the swine flu BSE DVD so loads of stuff.
Yep. It's just like a trip through history, isn't it?
I want this podcast to be entertaining and educational.
And educational, yep. So
your hair's quite quiffy today.
I'm going for a Tintin look.
Jeez, I keep thinking Olivia Newton-John's going to walk through the door in her shiny black leggings.
Yeah, except you're the one that's wearing the black leggings at the moment, which is a wee bit disconcerting, but that's alright.
Maybe I should put a t-shirt on.
and obviously there's the world's media. They seem to have gone into overdrive recently.
Yeah.
You know, the week before swine flu, we had Susan's boil. The week before that, we had the credit crunch.
Yeah.
You know, is there some sort of interaction there as well, do you think?
No.
There was that MP that got pulled up for saying that Susan Boyle started it all.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's wrong.
He's wrong.
I'm sick of Boyle, though. Mm-hmm. I prefer swine flu in the news than Boyle. Do you know who I like?
Who?
The rapper guy with the gold teeth. He's who I'm voting for. We like rap, we like teeth. Both of the rapper guy. Susan Boyle to win. Move on.
Okay then. I don't even watch the programme, to be honest.
There's a gold teeth rapper.
A gold teeth rapper guy.
I like him. He's funny.
I heard there's a guy as well that plays the trombone or something like that with his voice.
No, he doesn't. He basically goes like, I'm playing a trombone.
Can you play the trombone?
Oh, my dad, guys. That's basically his act.
That sounds quite good, actually.
It was good. I voted for him. I hope he wins it.
Exactly. Or Susan Boyle. I do like the concept of that programme, though. If you're rubbish, you just don't get any further.
That's what you should do in real life. If you're out with your friends, just bring a buzzer. As soon as someone says, they're out.
I would never get you would never, farther than the first conversation.
You would get, the tops of your lager tops, and then I would buzz you out.
Yep, that's true. That is true.
If I had a buzzer right now, you would not be here.
Exactly. But we're making light of the swine flu here, and, you know, people, like your listeners... Yeah. And your websites,
they'd
probably say, you know, what about the victims that have died from it?
Yeah.
You know, what would you say to people like that?
Well, as a famous philosopher once said, Ivan Drago in Rocky IV, after he had made Apollo Creed look like a worse boxer than Ricky Hatton, he said, if he dies, he dies. We've all got to go sometime. Swine flu is a good way to go. Uh-huh. Listen to Ivan Drago. If you've got swine flu, shoot yourself.
If you're on your way out, watch some Rocky and then, you know, just call it quits.
We're battling through this today.
We are battling through this. We got an email, actually.
Who's it from?
It's from a Joshua. Jiggy lives near a tree.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because there's quite a lot of trees in Glasgow in particular, and this is where he's from. And he says, Alan and Scott, which is what our names are.
Yeah. Nice that he's got the star of the show first.
Exactly. I've got a question for you. I'm due to fly out to Cancun in 4 weeks. Yep. Should I cancel my holiday? And if not, what precautions do you think I should take before I go? Right. It's really worrying me and Perky, my pet pig.
I see what he's done there. Mm-hmm. I see what he's done.
What?
He's saying, I've got a pet pig.
Yep.
Swine flu's on the go.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to Mexico.
Yep.
That's where the swine flu's starting from.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of wacky.
Oh, I don't get it. What do you mean?
He's got a pig with him.
Yep.
They start the swine flu. He's going to Mexico. That's where the swine flu is.
Sure.
That guy's going to get slaughtered at the airport. Totally slaughtered.
But as long as the pig's okay, that's fine.
I love Perky. I hope he's fine. I've thought of this. Three things I would recommend.
Okay.
George does.
Yep. George does.
You should charter a private plane.
Yes.
So you don't have to sit with other people who may have swine flu.
That is true. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Number two, when you get off the plane, ensure you're wearing Union Jack boxer shorts, a white vest, and a hanky over your head, right?
Yes.
People will either then assume that you are A, British.
Yep.
B, a Rangers fan. And they will steer clear of you, thus reducing the risk of human-to-human infection.
That's quite good.
Number three, don't snog pigs. Josh, have a great holiday. You'll be fine if you follow those rules.
If there's ever going to be a motto of this podcast, it's don't snog pigs.
And of my life. No. I've failed to adhere to
that's not really a motto. It's just a lesson that you've failed to learn, exactly. Uh-huh. You ever seen The Stand?
What? What did you say?
The Stand. Have you ever seen it?
The Comedy Club?
No. It's Stephen King's The Stand.
Which one is that? Who is in it?
It's got Rob Lowe in it.
I have seen it. It's a miniseries, not a movie, is it?
It's
a miniseries.
I didn't say it was a movie, to be fair. But it's based in a book by Stephen King.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Like Misery,
yep.
Right, with Kathy Bates.
With Kathy Bates, uh-huh.
When she breaks his foot with a typewriter.
That's correct, yes.
Like a movie. What about Misery?
Let's talk about Misery. Okay.
Oh, that's this podcast. Selling Misery for me.
I see what you're doing
off
there.
Off the cuff.
Off the cuff.
I'm better when I don't read out stuff.
But you've seen this miniseries or otherwise read the book?
No, I've not done either. I know who's in the miniseries. I know Rob Lowe's in. I might have seen a bit of it because I don't like horror movies, but I'm going to stop talking because I know you're quite keen to read your spiel.
Well, exactly. Shoot. Because I do have a spiel that's from IMDb. And if you've not seen a movie, that's where you go to.
Innermoviedatabase.com.
Is it what?
IMDb. Yeah. Inter Movie Database.
Inter?
Is that what it is?
Inter, I guess. Okay, fair enough. Take your word for
that. No doubt one of our tragic listeners.
Actually.
Oh, yeah. It means impotent.
Impotent. Impotent moves.
Impotent moves. Diablero. Bad.
Move on.
Yeah, move on, exactly. So there's a plot summary in IMDb, and it says this. And this, you can see whether this sounds familiar to the whole swine flu situation. When a government-run lab accidentally lets loose a deadly virus, the population of the world is decimated.
Oof.
Survivors begin having dreams about two figures, a mystical old woman or a foreboding, scary man.
Mm-hmm.
As the story tracks various people, we begin to realise that the two figures exemplify basic forces of good and evil, and the stage is set for a final confrontation between the representatives of each. A mysterious old woman who is a servant of God and a powerful and deadly man who might be the devil himself.
No.
And there's a gas station attendant, a rock star, a mute, a professor, a farmer, a socialite, a mildly retarded man, a judge, a teenager, a mother and a nerd. And they all take forces. Think that's familiar to the present circumstances?
Of what?
The swine flu.
I don't understand that.
Oh, that's right, because I added this bit in later on, yeah.
We have this bit must
be. No!
What does it mean though?
Well, I was kind of thinking that the two forces of evil, the whole swine flu situation,
aye,
might turn out to be Susan's Boyle, who is the mystical old woman,
yeah,
and Barack Obama, or otherwise Gordon Brown, the foreboding scary man.
Are there any pigs in this movie?
Yep, plenty of pigs.
Have they passed on the swine flu?
They have.
Is Susan Boyle in this movie?
Yes.
That's a good movie.
Exactly. Go and watch it.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 if you stand.
Do.
How's that doing?
That's the film.
The movie theme music?
Yep.
No, that's right. Movie this week, so cancelling that.
Cancelling that, indeed. So, you know, let's summarise your position in swine flu and move on.
Okay, well, if you get it, go see a doctor. If you don't get it, stay inside and wear a mask.
Mm.
Take precautions.
Yep.
If you've got paracetamol, take that.
Yep.
But don't take too many unless your life's going nowhere, in mm-hmm. which case you should maybe...
No, whoa. You can't say that. You can't say... Well, actually, you can, because there's... Yeah, I suppose we're not...
You can't fetter me, as I said before.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, seriously, you know, we've got a lot of ties with the NHS through our booze campaign.
That's right. They want
us to pass on the message.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got swine flu,
yep,
you know, good luck.
Good luck.
That's the NHS's official motto.
They're sending out a pamphlet.
I read it today. I got emailed it at work today mm-hmm. by our HR department.
Really?
Yes, they emailed it and said, look at this, print it out, keep it. Do you know what I did?
What?
Delete.
Don't
care. Won't get swine flu.
Exactly.
I've got a great immune system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling terrible though right now.
Hey, you kids. Stay in tune with Scott on Twitter. Every hour, every day. Just find him via the blog or go to twitter.com and search for Scotty Bard. That's ScottyBhoy. Oh yeah.
So what have you been up to in the last 2 weeks?
I've recovered from a wasp sting. That's number one.
Have you recovered from
Look,
the wasp sting?
I don't even have a scar. I've got a wee scar.
It is. It's like a scar for life.
It's going away.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It'll always remind me of the time I was stung by an African wasp.
Exactly.
And survived.
That was in the last episode. And we got an email after that from a concerned listener.
Yep.
Who goes by the name of Robert Gallagher.
Yep. Do you want to call him? Bobby G.
Bobby G. Yep. Mm-hmm. And he sent an email to our new email address, which is fortheloveofglasgowpodcast@googlemail.com.
Not to me.
Exactly. And he said, sorry to hear about Alan's wasp sting.
Thanks, Bobby.
Not to worry you, but last week I found wasps in my flat and it turns out there's a nest in my extractor fan.
Yep.
I had been hearing buzzing every night and kept finding dead wasps in my bathroom.
Yep.
If I were you, I'd call out pest control.
Bobby G, great point. I think the extractor fan's a source because it was in my bedroom and I've got like this sort of ensuite shower area.
That's right, in the mansions.
Thankfully, there have been no more attacks.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But should there be another attack, I will follow Bobby G's advice and blow up my whole building. Thanks, Bobby.
Sorry, just scanning through the email there. I can't quite see that bit in the email.
I was reading between the lines, Bobby. I know what you're saying. Don't worry.
If in doubt, read between the lines.
Read between the lines.
Yeah, so that's fine. And I take it you're not any longer psychologically scarred for killing a family of wasps.
I killed two wasps. They deserved it.
Exactly.
You bring a knife to a gunfight, and I'll shoot you in the head.
As the famous quote is.
That we've used before.
But thankfully no one remembers.
Right.
So, what else have you been up to?
Loads and loads and loads. I went to a restaurant last week for dinner.
Yes.
Done a review of it.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to go through it?
Yep, fire on.
Okay, it's called Windows Restaurant.
Yeah, okay.
It's on the 7th floor of the Carlton George Hotel.
Okay.
Which is near Queen Street Station in Glasgow.
It is indeed.
Have you been there?
I have not.
Well, I'll tell you about it. It's called Windows Restaurant because it is windows. That's not a lie. It has windows.
Fact.
Fact. Apparently, it's the only rooftop restaurant in Glasgow. Mm. It claims to have spectacular views of Glasgow. Do you know what I said when I went in?
I don't know.
Oi, pal, close the blinds. Glasgow gives me the dry bulk. Where's my table?
I'll try your dinner here.
Guy was not impressed by me. Anyway, it got a decent review in the List magazine, which means one thing. The List magazine tells lies. It's like the Gordon Brown of the magazine world. I was not impressed. Anyway, I'll go through the food. I went in, as always, I got a bottle of Pinot Grigio.
Second cheapest on the menu.
Impress the ladies. Never go for house white. That is a lesson. Always go second
always
cheapest.
Always go second cheapest.
As for the food, I had potato and leek soup for starters. That was the soup of the day.
Cheapest chips, yep.
It was possibly hotter than hell.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It was so hot that when I left, people were saying to me if they could get a picture taken with me. They actually thought I was Simon Weston. I'm not even joking. People thought I was Simon Weston, who we love because he's a Falklands hero.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Simon Weston. He loves these gags.
He loves them, loves them.
For my main meal, I had the beef Wellington. A lot of people think that it's named after the Duke of Wellington.
Yes, I thought that.
The chef at this place clearly thought it was named after a farmer's Wellington boot, because that's what it tasted like.
After going into a puddle.
I didn't have a dessert.
You didn't?
Nope, I just wanted out.
Uh-huh.
I tried to jump out the windows. The windows did not even open.
Uh-huh.
I marked it down for that.
Yep.
Windows Restaurant does not cater to suiciders. So to sum up...
Yes?
If you like drinking boiling water...
Uh-huh.
...and eating Wellington boots...
Uh-huh.
...whilst looking out over the rooftops of Glasgow... ...in a bland restaurant full of goons...
Yes?
...you'll love Windows Restaurant. Fortunately, I love all of those things. I loved Windows.
10 out of 10. Sounds like quite the experience.
It was a great place.
Yep. I might try it out.
Yep.
Hello to everyone at the For the Love of Glasgow podcast. I'm Andrea Hines, and this is my song, A Farewell to Arms.
So that was quite good.
So bank holiday weekends, I went to dinner.
You went to dinner, yep.
I went to a place in Kosciuszko called The Boathouse.
The Boathouse?
The Boathouse.
My God, you're going out so many times.
Yep.
Because that was Stravagan last time, the windows and the boathouse.
Yeah. This, I'll be honest, this review is shorter because it was alright.
Smaller restaurant.
It's located at the Forth of Clyde Canal. First thing first, it's called The Boathouse. First things first though, it's not a house. It's a restaurant. Second thing second, there's no boat in it.
There's no boat,
so it should just be renamed restaurant. It was nice inside. The staff were friendly. I had chicken liver tureen to start with. Basically patty and oatcakes. I thought it was lovely.
Patty and oatcakes.
I then had haggis, neeps and tatties. It was lovely. I had a bottle of wine. It was nice.
Sounds like an Italian restaurant.
It is an Italian restaurant.
Yep.
8 out of 10. So, if you're going to go anywhere for dinner this weekend, Windows it is.
This place, this thing has turned into a bit of a restaurant review situation here, isn't it?
I think I'm a sort of cultured dude. And if I'm out and about, I want people out there, they're not as cultured as I am. More cultured than you are. So
definitely cultured. More cultured than
I don't want to condescend these simple-minded losers.
Yeah, right? sure.
I'm just saying, if you're out for a restaurant, just Google us. Google mail us.
Google mail us, and you can come into the mansions and eat some proper food.
We'll answer. Do you else did the weekend?
What else did you do the weekend? Bank holiday weekend?
I stayed in a canal boat.
Shall I just go?
Probably best. I've got an half hour's worth of material.
Right, I'll give you a half hour, and I won't say a thing.
No, don't. I like you interjecting.
All right, fair enough.
I stayed in a canal boat.
You stayed in a canal boat?
I stayed in a canal boat.
Why?
Because someone I know has a canal boat or knows people who have a canal boat.
Well, I don't think you would just jump into somebody else's canal boat.
I stayed in a canal boat on Saturday night. It was moored in Kosciuszko. I hate water, right? I'm really scared of the water planes and basically anything that travels.
That's right. Which is surprisingly strange, is how you love taking baths.
Yeah, I do love taking baths, but I think it's just, I watched Titanic the night before, so I slept in my life jacket and got boozed. And later in the evening, the Coast Guard came and got me, because apparently I was just standing at the edge of the canal boat, shouting, "I'm king of the world.
I'm king of the world,"
and I basically...
Who was holding on to you?
Nobody. I was just sort of... I'd actually jumped out of the boat, but it was only up to my knees in the water.
Obviously, yeah.
And then the lifeguard came over, and he actually basically tried to drown me in the water. And then...
Did he say, "Are you that guy from the Love of Glasgow podcast?"
Yeah, and then he kept my head under, the head under for the water. As long as possible.
And then he realised that you weren't me.
But basically, I love canals, so 7 out of 10.
Love the
canals. I've just got to read everything, don't I?
You love the canals. Yep.
Do you want to go on?
Fire away. Honestly, just I'm only here for the decoration.
I've got some celebrity gossip. I'm moving on. I'll go back to what I'm up to in a minute.
Oh, I've got some celebrity gossip as well.
Just celebrity gossip. Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
It's good if you speak as well.
Yeah, exactly. I went to see two movies.
I've changed my mind.
I went to see Fast and Furious.
Oh.
And I also went to see Wolverine, X-Men Wolverine movie type thing. And I was standing in the queue of the Cineworld in Renfrew Street.
Yes.
And Muriel Gray walked past and went into the queue. The Muriel Gray.
Is she the one who has blonde hair, which is quite short, and looks a bit like a, shall we say, Lebanese lady?
Yes.
Right.
And she used to climb Monroe's.
Did she not fall down a mountain? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
Yeah, that guy on Twitter.
That fell down the mountain.
That fell down the mountain.
Wait, there's definitely somebody fell down. Wait, I think I'm thinking of the Grand Old Duke of York. Or Humpty Dumpty.
That's
one of the other. If you know which one I'm thinking of, send us in an email.
Exactly, for the Love of Glasgow podcast.
So, how did you cope seeing such a
celebrity? Well, it was fine. I coped well. Both of us just stood in the queue and signed autographs.
Yeah,
yep.
Just with your cardboard cutouts beside you.
That's right,
just
exactly.
Drawing attention.
And funnily enough, I had a cardboard cutout of Muriel Gray as well, so that was a surprise for her.
That was good.
Exactly.
A bit creepy. She was naked in it.
Exactly. Well, yeah, obviously. And, you know, she was with her son as well, so that was a bit embarrassing for him.
But that was
the celebrity. I mean, if you're ever in Scotland and you want to see a celebrity, you know, people say Billy Connolly, I'd love to see Billy Connolly, or Sean Connery.
Well, we both met other celebrities, like that time we met Laura Fraser.
That's right, exactly. Yep.
That was a good night.
That was a good night. But anyway.
Yeah, well, move on.
Let's move on.
Okay, she's listening.
So, yeah, celebrity spotting, what about yourself?
Well, I've not been spotting celebrities, I've got celebrity gossip.
Oh, right, okay.
Some bad news.
Just like in that magazine we were talking about earlier.
Basically, I thought I'd jazz this up by giving my view of things that have happened in the celebrity world. Bad news.
Okay.
Black armbands on.
I don't have one.
I've got one on.
Okay.
I don't really, they don't know.
Dorothy from Golden Girls is dead at 86.
B. Arthur. Yep.
This is tragic news.
It is.
Not long ago, we lost Estelle Getty. Mm-hmm. She played Sophia. Mm-hmm. Dorothy was played by B. Arthur.
Yep.
She got the cancer and has died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are now only two Golden Girls left.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they never die.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love the Golden Girls. I fancied Blanche. She was the daft, slutty one. Nevertheless, she's still alive.
Yep.
But she's a 1-in-2 chance of being the next one to pop her clogs.
That is true. Yep. Nah.
Anyway.
I wouldn't like their notes.
They're not good notes. I decided to pen a few words to someone like how I felt would be Arthur. Because she was. And I used to really like the Golden Girls. Uh-huh, so here goes. B. Thank you for being a friend. You travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. But if you threw a party in heaven and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, "Sorry, you're dead, Dorothy." 1 second silence. We're done.
That's a touching eulogy. And I'm sure she's looking down on us with glee and laughter.
It would be the biggest gift for me, though.
It would be.
Yep. I don't know if those are the right words. I try to look them up and Google can find them.
Yep.
Hey, mister!
Yes, young lassie?
I pure want to leave a voicemail for Alan and Scott, but I don't know how to do that. Gonna tell us, mister?
I'd be happy to. First thing you need to do is to download Skype. That's Skype, and you can download that from skype.com. Just follow the instructions, and once it's downloaded, simply click to add a contact, type "For the Love of Glasgow," and once you've added them, simply give them a call.
That's pure brilliant, mister, but how will my computer hear me?
Well, all you need to do, little girlie, is pick yourself up a USB microphone. You can buy them cheap on the internet, or if you're anything like the little girl I think you are, I'm sure you could steal one from a local store.
You're probably right, mister, but I don't know what to say.
Oh, don't worry about that. Alan and Scott would be happy to answer any questions you had, even if your grasp of English is poor.
Oh, thanks very much for all your help, mister. Can you spare a few coins for my bus fare home?
I think I'll pass.
So it's a sad day. Yep, so that's your celebrity gossip.
I've got more.
You get more?
Yeah, you'll love this story. You watch Lost, don't you?
No.
Do you know a character in it called Desmond? He's the Scottish guy.
Wasn't he
Celtic.
The guy in the 70s and 80s? He was a hairdresser. It was a sitcom. Desmond's.
Yeah, you're thinking of the character Desmond, and this is another character Desmond.
Oh, right.
But this guy, he's in Lost, he plays Desmond, mm-hmm. Okay, who's a Scottish guy in Lost.
Sure.
And he's been in a few times, he's in the papers quite a lot in Scotland because he's like a Celtic fan, and he sang like a few Celtic songs, made a few mm-hmm. Celtic references. We don't agree with that necessarily, but we do.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the headline this week, "Scott star of TV hit Lost branded sex pest over groping claims." Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, normally we are against sexual harassment.
Normally.
In certain circumstances.
Yeah,
no. I'll read out the article though, right? And then I'll sum it up at the end.
Sure.
I know you like me talking too much, but you will love this story. TV Lost star Henrik Ian Cusick has been accused of harassment and sexual battery on the set of the hit show. The jokes are to come.
Okay.
The shock charges against the Scot, who is married with three children, were made in a lawsuit by Chelsea Stone, 42, a former ABC employee.
Mm.
She alleged Cusick, who plays Desmond, not the barber guy, placed his hands on her buttocks and caressed her back whilst making moaning sounds.
Mm.
Stone said Cusick, 42, just to drive that home,
yep,
squeezed her breast with his hands and also kissed her on the mouth.
Oh.
Finally, he was accused of putting his face in her cleavage, then wagging his head back and forth, according to a lawsuit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court. Sum up that article in three words: Desmond loves motorboating.
Or
We're going a bit explicit today.
Pretty explicit. But if Wedding Crashers can get away with it, so can we.
It was a funny story. Definitely love Morbone, so we hope he gets off with that. He sounds like a bit of a character.
That's in a public court document anyway, so, you know, yeah. that's fine. At least he enjoyed himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is that case concluded? Was he found guilty? Or
It's ongoing.
It's ongoing. And
it's just the lawsuit's just been put into
court.
We'll keep
our listeners updated.
We'll certainly keep them updated, because we are big fans of Desmond.
Exactly.
2-2.
Or the guy from the hairdressers.
Or Des Clark from Neighbours.
Yeah, exactly. Big ears.
I like this.
After he'd murdered Daphne.
He did murder Daphne. She deserved it, though.
Exactly. Anyway, so let's move on, shall we?
I've got one more celebrity story.
Okay, fire on.
We've got a lot of friends at this show.
We tried to list them last time, but...
too many. We've got one major enemy, though. We've discussed them before.
Uh-huh.
Paul Gadd? Gary Glitter.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It was in the paper this week.
Former friend of the show, but no longer.
He's tried to change his image.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. He's a paedophile, okay?
Uh-huh.
But now, he's a white wig, and he's sporting a white beard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're a convicted paedophile, you're hardly likely to leave the fears of parents and their children by trying to look like Santa Claus. Gary Glitter, we do not want to be in your gang.
He is quite portly as well.
Yeah, he is.
And he's always been a cheery chappy for a trial.
Yep. He is quite cheery. That's my celebrity news.
That's quite a lot of celebrity news. And I'm sure the listeners will...
change of pace for us.
Love to tune in the next occasion and see what more you've got to say.
What have you been up to, Scott?
What have I been up to? I went to the Science Centre in Glasgow.
Have you not been there before?
No, actually, it was the first time I've ever been.
I've never been.
You've never been?
Is it good?
It's quite good. There was a machine, you press a button and it takes a picture of your face. And
then,
yeah, exactly. Which is what everyone else said when they saw mine. It takes a picture of your face and then you press a button and it shows you what you would look like if you were older.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows you what you would look like if you were younger. And it also shows you what you look like if you were female. But obviously, if you're female, what you'd like if you were male?
Stephen Hawking.
Mm-hmm.
Younger. Who am I getting here? Mm-hmm. Who am I getting here? Who can I think? Woman, Susan Boyle,
yep. Younger, I look a bit like Gary Coleman.
What's your number, Scott? So, when you went to the Science Centre and it made you look younger.
Yes.
The image came back to you was of a little dwarfy, little black fella.
Black fella, yep.
Did you not then just take that picture with your mum and dad and say, did I look like this as a child?
Yes.
And they show you pictures of you as a kid, and did you look like that?
Yes, I did.
So how come you turned out like this?
I don't know, just genetics, I'd imagine.
So you
were changed.
You were a little black fella as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And now you're like a sort of white.
And I starred in a sitcom called Different Strokes as well.
Really?
Yeah.
You're quite famous. New celebrity gossip. Scott has been to the Science Centre.
That's right.
What else can you do at the Science Centre? It sounds boring.
There's lots and lots of stuff. There's one of Europe's best planetariums. You know what a planetarium is?
It's big, okay. No, it's that thing you go into a room and it's like you got all the planets around you.
Yeah.
It's like
and
that
stars and stuff
in
like that.
Friends when Ross and Rachel get together.
That's right, exactly. Again, we are non-explicit, so we can't go into any more details.
That. Did you and your good lady wife reenact that scene?
Yes. And
a bunch of school children.
Which was a bit inappropriate, but never mind. But you know, it's Glasgow. It's a planetarium. It's stars. It's Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
It's during the day in Glasgow.
Stars.
There's a guy and he's telling us all about the stars. Look at the North Star. There's the plough. There's the Orion. There
was
you
he
go.
A bit more eloquent than the...
No, he was just like that.
He just really get through
word
fast.
Word for word. And all you hear in this dark room, because obviously they have to put the lights off for the stars, all you hear is, oh man, I can feel seeing Milky Way, big man. It's pure covered in chocolate, man.
And did you get thrown out for that?
I got thrown out for that. Because I think he was making the joke, like it was Milky Way,
aye.
And it's like a chocolate bar,
aye.
For non-UK listeners,
aye.
And there's also the Milky Way, like, stars.
Aye, do you should have said, uh-huh. Just like, as soon as he'd done that, people were still laughing,
yeah,
said,
yeah.
Oh, I wait, I can see the fruit pastel.
What do you mean?
Because they're a sweet.
Aye, no, but he was connecting to the stars. So if he'd said galaxy, oh, galaxy.
Aye, or Toblerone.
Again, not.
I'm not getting
really,
what's he trying to do with this milk? I don't
it's just kinetic, it's just comedy timing. Comedy. That's
right.
Something so, we'll never get.
Galaxy works.
Galaxy works.
Milky Way
Milky
works.
Way works.
Milky Bar.
Milky Bar. No. But Milky Bar, the little stars that they do.
Milky Way little things.
Yep, they have.
But Not opal fruits or fruit not, pastels.
Not opal. Well, opal fruits.
What about Mars?
Mars, yes. Uh-huh.
I'm getting into this game.
Exactly. We should write a glossary for comedians
here. I'm doing it. Mars.
What chocolate bars and confectionery works?
Do you should say to that guy, what? How do you fucking see Uranus?
What do you mean?
The planet.
All right, no, because it was quite far away.
He's got an 18 rating this
exactly.
one.
So that was good, that was good. And, you know, I could see the stars very well, because I'll tell you why.
Muriel Grey was there.
Muriel Grey was there. No, she wasn't, but she was at Cineworld.
Would Bea Arthur up there?
She was up there. Actually,
with Lynette Elgetty.
Pinned to the top of the planetarium. Which, again, I thought was a bit inappropriate for the kids.
Me too. I can't be wrong.
Exactly. But I could see it well because I got my contact lenses in.
Fantastic. And you got them in just now?
I got them in just
have
now.
I looked worse?
I can now see how depressed you are doing this.
Yeah. Because before, I used to like be able to like look a bit depressed.
That's
and
right.
You couldn't tell.
Exactly. And I'd be thinking, oh, Alan's loving this.
No.
But,
did
yeah.
you finally get them in?
I finally got them in. And are it's you, easy now. It's fine.
Can you do it without a mirror?
Not without a mirror, no.
You'll get that in a few months. I'm now... Put them in or out whenever, but yeah, it takes a while.
To put them in wherever. Surely it's just your eyes.
No. Put them in your ears, mate. Can't hear stuff. I've got them in throughout this podcast.
That's right. Fair enough. I know somebody that just had labyrinthitis. You ever heard of that? Talking about ears.
No.
Apparently, if you get labyrinthitis, it means you can't move your head. You're basically bedridden for about 3 months. Because every time you raise your head, you're dizzy. I would have thought that's similar to just drinking. But, you know.
Who is this?
Somebody I know.
Who? Will you tell me off here?
Somebody I know at work. I'll tell you off where. Yep.
Jeez.
Or if you email in at forloveofglasgowpodcast@googlemail.com, I'll tell you.
Well, you just tell me. I'm going to. Once we finish doing this rubbish, I'm watching my new Arsenal. You'll be kicking about inserting rubbish into the podcast to make it worse. Then you can just tell me who's got this labyrinthitis.
Yep.
Contacts are great, though.
Contacts are great.
I love seeing.
Great.
Seeing's good.
Exactly.
Cheers to vision. Fist in
to vision.
That's our new motto.
So what else have you got to furnish this podcast with flavorous comedy?
Alan and Scott sure hope you're enjoying the show. Remember to visit fortheloveofglasgow.blogspot.com, where you can join our Facebook or MySpace groups or comment on the blog. And help the guys break free from their lonesome misery by downloading and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks, and keep on trucking.
I've only got one more thing.
One more thing. One more thing.
Did we get another song on this week?
Yes, we do.
It's getting tiresome. A lot of listeners, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that I've been offered a lot of TV jobs in the past. There's been a few. I've turned down, obviously, to get me out of here. Celebrity Big Brothers, and more recently, Embarrassing Illnesses.
Yep.
I've got two jobs in the pipelines. Mm-hmm. I am now down to the last three Toast the Mobos, still competing with Chris Evolumo and Rusty Lee.
Rusty Lee, yep. Uh-huh.
I have, however, just signed a deal,
uh-huh.
hot off the press, to be in the next series of Secret Millionaire.
Secret Millionaire?
Yep. I'm going to be the star of one of those episodes. If you look at the Channel 4 website, I'll get to Scott.
Okay, yep.
If you look at the Channel 4 website, it says... Each week, a millionaire leaves their luxury life behind, takes on a secret identity, and lives undercover in a deprived area of the UK for 10 days.
That's right, yep. Uh-huh.
Living on a limited budget with no mod cons, they must forge their own way in the community, working and volunteering alongside the yokels, and finding individuals and projects who they think deserves a cut of their fortune.
Okay.
On the final day, the millionaire come clean and reveals their true identity to the people they have chosen,
uh-huh.
surprising them with overwhelming gifts of thousands of pounds to improve their lives.
Sure.
Now... The producer are looking to shake it up a bit.
Uh-huh.
It's getting a bit obvious. Like, if you're basically helping anyone
uh-huh.
and there's a TV camera about, people are going to assume you're a millionaire.
Obviously, yeah.
So I had that meeting with the producer this week and they were like, what do I do? So I've decided I'm going to be a volunteer at a nursery,
uh-huh.
which is on the verge of closing down,
okay,
because of a lack of finances.
Yep.
I'll possibly befriend a couple of old war heroes who are getting chucked out of an old folks' home
yep.
because they're skint
uh-huh, uh-huh.
and smell of urine. And finally, I'll hang out with some crack-dealing, gun-running urban kids who will respect me because I'm also from the streets.
Obviously, because of the fisting, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, obviously, I'll be out with them. I'll have the camera guys with me, you know.
Uh-huh,
I'll
uh-huh.
be doing hard work. Then, on my final day, I'll turn up in my Hummer limo.
Uh-huh.
I'll be wearing a fur coat.
Your Hummer limo?
Hummer limo, yep.
Uh-huh.
I'll be wearing a fur coat, top hat, twirling a cane. At this stage, the little kids, the old guys and the gangsters are thinking,
uh-huh.
yep. He's the millionaire,
he's the
dude.
Millionaire, yep.
We're getting a cheeky little check here. Uh-huh, uh-huh. At which point, I'll shout, get a job, you deadbeat. I'll bash one of the nursery kids with my cane, get back in the Hummer limo, never to be seen again. Ratings go through the roof. Beedle's about.
Beedle's about.
Beedle's about.
And the producers fell for that.
They didn't fall for it. They're taking it. They're taking it
into consideration.
They're taking Secret Millionaire into a new direction.
So it's basically just, it's not really Millionaire then, is
it's
it?
It's going to be called Secret.
Secret. And it's not really a secret at all. Basically,
I'll allude to it the whole show though.
You act exactly the same except at the end of it you're wearing a fur coat and a cane.
And I don't have any check stand out.
Yeah. Who supplies a Hummer limo?
I don't know. It may not be a Hummer limo.
Yeah.
They said it'll either be a Hummer limo or a Fiat Tipo. I don't know which one.
It's the same.
I don't know which one. But that's what I'm up to. Uh-huh. So I'll keep you all posted on that.
Fantastic.
I'll be honest, Scott. I've got nothing else.
You've got nothing else. What about what's coming up? You've got the SPL title run-in.
It's exciting
stuff. That's the Scottish Premier League for those out of the UK. It's a big time coming up, so.
It's exciting
stuff. Do
you
want to give us a wee quick guide of what to expect in the coming weeks?
I'll give you a guide. Currently, the SPL, which is the Scottish Premier League, it's a soccer league. It's very tight at the top.
Yep.
Celtic are on, I don't know how many points, but they're one ahead of their biggest rivals, Rangers. We don't support either
or
team.
Gangers. Yep.
Or Dangers. No, they're Dangers.
Yep.
This week, the two teams meet in an Old Firm derby.
Yes.
I, for one, will be going there. I don't want to say which side I'm supporting, but I'll be there with 7,500 other good souls.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. We are hopeful that it will be a good, clean game, and it'll be goals for both sides, but only for one, really.
Yep.
My prediction is 2-0 to the good guys.
To the good guys. Yep. Okay. Yep.
And I think that after that, the game will be over, and that team will go on and win the league. That is my prediction.
That is your prediction. Okay.
And
what about the other half of the league?
Didn't even know there was another half.
Does anyone really care about that?
Don't even know any other team in that league.
Because everyone always comments.
I lose interest after first place.
Yeah, everyone always comments on how Scotland only has two good teams.
It doesn't, only has one good team. And that will be proven on Saturday. And I will be there, 12:30, kick off. Because I was going to go out Friday night, but I'm not.
Yep.
But I'm not. I'm not. Because I've got to be refreshed for the big game. I want to, save my voice. I'll be doing a lot of chanting.
Sure.
I was going to say something there, but I'm not going to say. I was going to say something a bit. Okay. But I'm going to be saving my voice because I'm going to be singing a lot the next day and hopefully roaring on the team to victory that we support. Where will you be watching this, Scott? Will you actually wake up for this one? Or will you text me and see if you've slept in at 2 o'clock?
See what happens. it's not really important, is it?
You're a free spirit. Have you got a poker night coming up?
I may have.
Where is it?
Well, I couldn't tell you that because you might turn up.
Am I invited?
No.
Second.
I recognised. Have you seen Wolverine?
No.
You've not. One of the world's top poker players was played a cameo, but he wasn't even speaking in it, and I just happened to see him in the background.
All right.
Yep.
Which one's that?
I can't quite remember his name.
Right. Are you not doing movie reviews?
No.
All right.
I mean,
I'll go see Wolverine. And I'll review next week.
Yeah.
I'll basically tell you what I'll say.
Uh-huh.
It's about this guy. He is nice coming out of his fingers. I didn't like it. It was like Edward Scissorhands. That was a great movie. Wolverine's rubbish. 4 out of 10.
What
movie did you see? I'll do it.
Fast and Furious.
The first one was called The Fast and the Furious. The second one was called Faster and Furious. Or the third one was called Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. This fourth one's rubbish. I loved it. 8 out of 10. There's my reviews.
You don't even need to see it.
Don't even see the movie.
Fantastic. Well, I think it's an important announcement. We're going to be taking a wee break.
Yes! Yes!
In unison with all the other listeners, exactly.
How long for?
For, well, I don't know. We'll see how things go.
We've been doing this for nearly a year now.
Exactly.
We're getting nowhere.
Well, not really. It was starting in August last year. But,
yeah, well,
I'm going on holiday.
When are you going?
I'm going on the 18th of May.
Where to?
I'm going to Santa Monica.
Arriba, arriba, arriba! Arriba, tequila!
San Diego.
Oh, right, wait.
Palm Springs.
Right.
And Vegas.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Maybe you can collect one of Ricky Hahn's teeth when you're there.
San Diego is dangerously close to Mexico. So that should be good. And, obviously, we're not going to be podcasting. I'm not going to be podcasting from America.
Right.
So we're going to take, we're going to come back in June.
Don't worry, guys, I'm going to do it myself next week. Just like I did last time.
Just like you did last time I was on holiday, yep. We're going to be back in June at some point. We'll announce on the blog, flowglasgow.blogspot.com, when we'll be back. But feel free, in the meantime, to email us, Skype us, and spread the word.
Spread the word.
So, What do you have to say? Because this is the last words that we will say for quite a while.
No, for just for 3 or 4 weeks.
You know, people look forward to listening to us
again.
Yeah.
So we're just like taking another 2 weeks off.
Yeah, basically.
Well, I'll say, see you in about 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And by that stage, we'll have 4 weeks worth of news.
Yep.
4 weeks worth of celebrity gossip. Mm. I'll have seen probably 4 movies by then.
About a 20-minute show.
I'll have eaten in 8 restaurants.
About a 20-minute show.
3 hours.
Right, so...
Have a nice holiday, Scott.
All the best.
Cheers.
Please don't die in the meantime.
I'll try not to.
Because this is all I've got. So,
peace out.
All the best.
Saurus for love of Glasgow by your way. Are you still listening, you nugget?